everyday dedication. You gotta wake up every day and be great on purpose.
You gotta almost become like obsessed with it. Like if you're not obsessed with your goal, you're not gonna get it.
But you gotta claim it. You gotta claim it, you gotta go after it. And you gotta put the work in, you gotta stay dedicated, you gotta stay consistent.
But it cannot be that you're having fun and doing all these things all of the time, but not investing in your health. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Interest right?
I'm good, baby. Let's get it.
What's up, man? Let's get it, baby.
Let's get it, baby. Yeah.
Ooh.
Back on the bullshit. The same bullshit we left with.
Y'all ready?
You the intro, man.
I didn't know the
intro, man. Intro, man.
Yeah, dude.
What's up? What's up? What's up? We back.
Yeah, man, we back in the building. I know it's been a while, but we back in the building.
You know
what y'all talking about?
It's episode 17. We know y'all missed us. We've been gone for a little while, but we took a little quick hiatus to get some things together. Now we coming back with y'all. You know, we ready. We gonna introduce the usual suspects. As y'all can see, we down a man right now. You know, but we gonna keep it moving.
Got you, man.
We gonna start from this side.
What's up, man? C. Marty Fit, Mr. Les Brothers, More Crunches.
J. Ho, Fit Fanatics.
Hey, what's up, Javon Jackson, P.I. Fitness Camp. Let's get it. All
right, today, we're gonna do a three-part series for y'all. This is for everyone that has questions on, you know, why they're losing weight. You know, you say you're in the gym, you're working hard, eating right, or you're not in the gym. You know, either way, this three-part series is really for you and to give you some insight and to help you understand why you're not losing weight. So this first episode is going to be on diet. We're going to focus on diet and how your diet is affecting the fact that you aren't losing weight.
But they in the gym every day though.
We're going to let you start off with that.
Okay. All right. So, first off, let's talk about, going to the gym every day and eating trash. So first of all, your body can only process 20 or 25 grams of sugar a day.
25
grams of sugar a day.
For women.
For women.
So I don't know if y'all saw my story this week, but I had a girl who sat down and ate a Kit Kat bar.
I saw that.
I was training. I was training her. I started training my next client, and she sat down and ate it right in my face. So. That right there alone, I don't know how much sugar is in a Kit Kat bar, but I'm pretty sure it's somewhere around 20 or 25.
Man, we got phones. Somebody got
to Google that for me real quick. Regardless,
how much sugar is in a Kit Kat bar?
Yeah, regardless, she probably ate 4 or 5 times throughout the same day.
Now, hold on. Before you finish, I got one question. Did she just eat one or she ate the whole thing?
Nah, she ate that whole
thing. Like 2 servings in that jar.
She had to throw the wrapper in the trash. She ate the whole thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
So like I said, she probably ate 4 or 5 times the rest of that day. So she's just off of that candy bar, she's off the limit. So when you intake sugar like that, it's going to your belly fat. It's adding to your fat. So that's something small like that can throw you off completely. You find it?
Nah, yes. Keep going.
Oh yeah, so something like that can throw you off. Yeah, something like that can throw you off completely. So it's important. Doesn't matter how many calories you're burning. It doesn't matter. If you're putting trash calories in your body, it's gonna be hard for you to burn fat. It's gonna be hard for you to lose weight. And also, your body has to be at a caloric deficit. So if you're intaking that type of sugar right after your workout, you gotta refuel your body right after your workout with the right things. That's gonna build your muscle. That's gonna burn fat. If you fill it with trash, you're not gonna be able to burn fat.
Oh my God!
Find that joint.
Yeah, it's 21 grams of sugar and it's 2.5 servings. So yeah. She ate
She threw it off.
Yeah. So just in that Kit Kat joint, it's 50 grams of sugar, basically.
It's crazy, bro.
Just in the Kit Kat.
That's your serving. That's your serving for 2 days.
2 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Like,
in 5 minutes. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't the only sugar she had for the day. Mm-hmm. So it's 50 grams of that plus whatever else she had for the day. That's like 3-4 days of sugar in one day. And people think, oh, it's just a little Kit Kat ball. It's a little donut. It's a little... Okay, keep saying that, and then you're going in a month, you're going wondering why your belly not going down, or whatever the case may be. So, you know what I'm saying? Be very, you know what I'm saying, conscious of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, whatever you next.
We previously discussed you know, being in a caloric deficit. So we're not going to go into a, you know, a long descriptive detail of what it is, but we will briefly touch it just for any new viewers. Mm-hmm. A caloric deficit is basically when you are not intaking as many calories as you're burning.
No.
Okay? So basically what you want to do is you want to... What you want to do is you want to try to burn off as many calories as you can and not go over those calories. Well, there are definitely ways to track that. Mainly is, but the main thing is keeping track of your macros, okay? For those that don't know what the macros are, that's protein, fats, and you have carbs.
Exactly.
And out of those three make up your macros. And then those kind of, you get your calories from each one of those, okay? If you don't know, we'll go into it on another episode of how to count your macros. But, right, we'll touch on that. Yeah. Maybe we'll do like a sub episode.
Yeah. Cool.
But we'll touch on that, you know, at a later date. But counting your macros, if you have a trainer, your trainer probably will be doing this for you, or he should be doing it for you.
He'll teach you,
or at least teaching
it.
You how to do it. But kind of like Chris touched on, if you're 9 times out of 10, the bad stuff that you're eating is heavy in the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. You already exit out of it?
What was it, Kit Kat?
Yeah, you put up a Kit Kat bar real quick. So in that small piece of chocolate, not only do you have the 21 grams per serving, and it's 2.5 servings per container that you get it from, that's also 210 calories per serving. So really, calories. That's over five. You've eaten 500 calories in, you know what, the candy bar is like, what, this, about this big? Like, you get what I'm saying?
And he had the carbs in that.
And we haven't even touched on the carbs. Mm-hmm. Out of the carbs, so they're good carbs, they're bad carbs, and out of the carbs that are in here, it's 27 grams of total carbs per serving, and of the 27 grams, you got 21 grams of sugar. Where do you think that's going to go? When that sugar sits on you, because it can only process, your body can only process a certain amount, when that sugar sits on you, all it does is it turns into fat inside of your body. Okay? So, if you don't want to be fat, you got to stop eating the wrong stuff. You got to stop overeating. You got to stop eating the wrong stuff. Eat cleaner. That's, you know, that's my spiel on it.
Alright, and one thing that I wanted to touch on, how we got to this topic in specific, is because I posted something on my Instagram right now. It says it was March 22nd, why you're not losing fat, and it has three categories: diet, training, and recovery. The one we're touching on right now is diet. The first part says you're eating clean, but not in a deficit, which is what these two touched on. Is I had a lot of people say, well, I'm eating clean, I'm eating pretty good, I'm not eating as bad as I used to eat, but you're not in a deficit. I mean, you can eat broccoli all day. If you're eating 5,000 calories of broccoli, you're still in a calorie surplus. You know what I'm saying? So you can be eating as clean as you want to eat, but you still have to be in a deficit, which once again is you're eating less calories than you're burning every single day. And we can go into, you know what I'm saying, how you exactly calculate that. Because I had two clients the other day. I'm like, so how many sugars did you eat today? And they're like, well, I guess it was about, maybe it wasn't that much. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that. If I ask you how many sugars you have today, I want to hear 10 grams, 13 grams. I know, because my breakfast was 2 grams, my snack was 1 gram. Like, that's what I want to hear. If I say how many calories you have today and you go, I mean, maybe like, I don't know. Then we got to start from scratch all over again and figure out exactly what you're putting in your body. Because you need to know what you're putting in your body to know what's coming out of your body. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing, is you're eating clean but not in a deficit. The second thing I want to touch on is a weekend binge, which a lot of people do. Let's say you do eat in a calorie deficit Monday through Thursday. You know what I'm saying? You're eating clean, you're in a 1,000 calorie deficit every day, whatever your numbers are. But then come Friday, you're in a 5,000 calorie surplus. Mm. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It don't work like that. If you eat clean Monday through Thursday, you're in a deficit, everything's going great, but then the weekend come and you do a weekend binge, you just literally threw out everything from Monday through Thursday. Not only did you throw that out, you probably even gained weight from that point. So these weekend binges, y'all need to really get that under control. Once we speak on a weekend binge.
Yeah.
Before we go to the weekend bench, I want to speak on something that you touched on. Like, you had a saying, if you wing it, you're going to get some wings.
Yeah, yeah. Right? If you try to wing it, you're going to end up getting wings.
Right. So, my thing is, if you have a goal in mind, then you have to understand the steps that it takes to get to that goal. You can't just walk out the house and just say, oh, you know, I'm going to grab this to eat. I'm going to grab that to eat. I'm going to grab that to eat. Because it's not going to work that way. You can't know if you're hitting your target. You can't know. That's just like shooting a bow and arrow blindfolded. You don't know where that arrow's going to go. You know what I mean? So you have to understand, this is what I'm eating. This is why I'm eating. This is where it's going to put me. And if I don't do this, then this is where it's going to set me back. Mm-hmm. If you just walk into it and without knowing, then you're going to get some wings. And it may not stop there. You may go get a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. You may go get some McDonald's fries.
You got to wash it down with something.
So you're going to go get a Coke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you may go get a milkshake. Like, and we're not saying that, you know, when you get to your goals and when you're satisfied with your body and the shape and how you look, that you can't enjoy these things sometimes here and there. Because the goal isn't just to, you know, be this absolute health freak where you just never do anything wrong. I personally don't think that that's sustainable. Mm-hmm. But the goal is just to have a healthier lifestyle so that on a consistent basis, you're eating the clean things and you're doing the things that's necessary to keep you, you know, your motors churning. So figure out, you know, if ask your trainer, if you haven't asked your trainer, if you have to look it up. I mean, there's things you can just Google. You can Google these things of how to count your macros. I mean, or if you want to DM one of us, you know, his C. Marty Fit, PR Fitness Camp, Fit Fanatics, you know, find us on Instagram or, you know, any other social media platforms. We're all on. Are you on Twitter? You on Twitter, right? You're not on Twitter. We're both on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, yeah.
You know, you can just find us. Ask us these questions if you have any, you know, any questions so that we can help you, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help you, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have to know what you're doing before you do it. You can't just jump into it.
To jump back on that, what I was telling my clients was, think about these calories and these sugars like money in your bank account. Like, you supposed to know what's coming in your bank account, what's going out. You got to know your expenses. You got to know your income. If your expenses is more than your income, you're going to be in debt. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to, okay, I'm trying to save money, because you're going to do your bookkeeping. You know what I'm saying? This is what I make every 2 weeks or however often you get paid. These are my expenses. Okay, if you're not saving enough, okay, you've got one or two things you can do. You can either make more money or spend less money. That's with calories. You can either work out more and burn more calories or eat less calories. Or you can do both of them and get your results even faster. But if you get your check on Friday and your check ain't what it's supposed to be, you're going to know. Because you know your numbers.
Exactly.
The same way you know what your check supposed to be, you need to know what your calories and your meal plan is supposed to be.
Exactly.
You can't be out here guessing around what it's going to be, because you're not going to be successful like that. If you, if your boss pay you one thing 1 week, pay you something else the next week, and you're not keeping track of it, like, it don't work like that. And you would never allow that to happen. So don't allow your fitness life to go that same route of whatever I eat today is what I eat. I'm not tracking nothing. And then in a month, 2 months, 3 months, you wondering why your body hasn't changed.
Another thing too, I hear a lot of people, especially my clients, they say it's only one, or I only did it one time. And you know, that just goes back to everything we say. And another thing, when you say that, if it's only one, you're more likely to do two, mm-hmm. more likely to do three, more likely to do a whole weekend. So it's very important just to stay on track. And like, we're not asking you to do this forever. Just like you said, we're not asking you to be a health freak. But it's very important just to lock in, you know, for a little bit of time. Like, at the end of the day, we're all human. So, I want some pizza I want some donuts. But, like we said, it's lifestyle, it's habits. You know, we're trying to create a better habits for you. Because what you do in your 20s, what you do in your early 30s, that affects you in your 50s, 60s, you know. You don't just wake up one day unhealthy.
I like to think of that one piece of candy. You know how they have gateway drugs, where they say weed is like the gateway mm-hmm. drug. You know, you start off with mm-hmm. weed, you go do something else. Mm-hmm. That one piece of candy is like the gateway food. Mm-hmm. You take that one piece of candy, you think that, oh, you know, this one piece of candy is not going to hurt, I'm going to just eat this one piece of candy. Next thing you know, You got a whole box of donuts, or you got you know, you don't miss with the Krispy Kremes and grab three dozen. So right. Please,
cause,
like,
cause shorty, my bad. The shorty that ate the Kit Kat bar in front of me. There's no way I believe that she's out eating clean when she leaves the gym.
Yeah.
If she's gonna do it in my face, and then back to what we always say, if she don't hit her goal in the summertime when she wants to go to the beach, guess who's gonna get the blame? I'm gonna get the blame. You know, so.
And just to go on to what you just brought up, the next topic was tracking your calories, but not tracking little bites and little licks of things, like a little Kit Kat bar or something like that. It's like, okay, I'm tracking my meal plan. I'm on my meal plan, but this is a little Kit Kat bar. I don't need to add that into my... If you don't track these little bites of donuts, these little Tootsie Rolls, these little pickles at the ice cream, to an ice cream truck, but this is a little ice cream or something like that. Those, I'm telling you, those things matter. Just like the Kit Kat bar. That was 50 grams of sugar in that little Kit Kat bar. If you don't put that on your meal plan and track that as calculating, then you never gonna reach your goal, because you're gonna be looking around, well, I'm eating on track with my meal plan, but that Kit Kat bar counted 2 days of progress back. And then, let's say you wash it down with a soda, that's another 50 grams of sugar right there. So these little sips of soda, these little bites of Kit Kat bar, these little things of funnel cakes that y'all doing, you have to add that into your meal plan. If you ate it, you have to write it down and calculate it. You know what I'm saying? So, just like money. Like, let's say, okay, I spend $100 a week on groceries. But you went to Starbucks, you went to Chipotle right quick, you did this, you did that, you swiped your car for low $5 here, low $5 there. Guess what? End of the month, those $5 add up to $500. And then you wonder, where the hell $500 go? It came in them little $5 bites and licks. That's where it came from.
All you snackers need to listen to what he's saying, because, you know, if you're eating clean, you think you're doing everything the right way. And, you know, when your boyfriend gets his plate, you grab, you know, let me taste that. Let me taste a little bit of that. Or then you go home to your parents cook, you know, y'all got Sunday dinner. Oh, let me taste that. Let me taste this. All of that stuff adds up. Like, all of that snacking that you want to do, all those little bites here and there, all that stuff adds up. That's added calories on top of the clean eating that you've been doing, which is setting you back. You have to pay attention to that. You have to know that that stuff is not worth helping you towards your goal.
Another thing, too. So, as trainers, we hand out, like, meal plans, meal guides, food you eat. If there is a food on there or something that isn't on, if you eat something that isn't on there, you're not following the meal plan.
That's correct.
You're not following it. Like, we don't make this up just to be mean and be harsh. You know, it's your goal. You ask us for a goal, we're going to design something to help you get to that goal. So, if it says no alcohol in all caps and you drink alcohol, that's not following it. Like, you off track. That's not following it at all. If it says no sweets, if it says no candy, you can't just have one piece. Like, you're throwing yourself off.
Like, the example I used in, like, one of the first episodes was you have to follow it to a T. Meaning, like, this is a step-by-step process. So, let's say, for example, you got to bake a cake. Like I said in the first episode. Let's say a cake has 5 instructions. You know what I'm saying? You need water. You need milk, you need eggs, you need the cake batter, and you need an oven to bake it in, okay? Let's say you got the water, you got the milk, you got the cake batter and the oven, but you ain't got no eggs. So you bake the cake come out terrible, horrible. You gonna be mad at Betty Crocker? No, you didn't follow the instructions that was on the back of the label of the cake. You know what I'm saying? You have to follow every step. So if I tell you, you gotta do this, 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 and this, and you decide, I'm going to do 4 to 5 or 3 to 5 or I'm going to do 5 of them on like Monday, but on Tuesday, I'm going to follow them. You didn't follow the instructions. So when the cake come out messed up, don't blame Betty Crocker. Blame the person who made the cake and then follow the instructions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to follow every instruction. Like, everything in this world comes with instructions. You know what I'm saying? If you want to start your car, you got to put the key in the ignition and turn it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to cut the light on, you got to flip the switch. If you want to open the door, you got to turn the knob, then pull. If you just pull without turning the knob, the door ain't going to open. You know what I'm saying? Everything in this world comes with a set of instructions. If you miss one instruction or something, the end result ain't going to be what you thought it was going to be. So it's very important that you count everything and pay attention to everything that we say. Or just realize and accept responsibility that I set myself back and I got to deal with it.
You know what's crazy though? Like, the formula to get in shape or the formula to lose weight or build muscle. It's not that hard. It's just work out and eat clean.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not that hard. But people don't follow directions and stuff. They make it difficult. But yeah. It's really not that hard, you know? Just eat clean and exercise consistently.
Yeah,
know?
The whole fitness lifestyle and being healthy lifestyle is way more mental than physical. Like, it's definitely way more mental than physical, because anybody can work out, especially if you have a trainer. This isn't the hard part. Everybody think that the working out is the hard part. Oh my God, the burpees, the push-ups, the planks. It's so hard. It's so difficult. That's really not the hard part. The difficult part of being in shape is eating. You know what I'm saying? It's up here. It's waking up in the morning time and not hitting the snooze button. That wasn't physical. You could have got up, because I guarantee you, if you had a flight to Miami at 5 in the morning, you'd have got up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, if like you said, if I had $10,000 at the gym waiting for you every morning at 5 a.m., you would be there at 4:30. So it's not a physical thing. Mm-hmm. It's a mental thing. And once you, conquer that mental hurdle of whatever's going on in your life and your fitness life or whatever, then the body follows. Like I said, the mind tells the body what to do. Your body does not control you. You control your body. So once you fix this, the workout part and the getting in shape part is easy. Mm-hmm. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple.
What's the other two?
The very last one for the diet was eyeballing your calorie intake. So basically not taking actual measurements. You're like, oh, that looked like 4 ounces. And the whole time, it may be 6 or 7 ounces. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to measure your food out if you're a beginner. Now, we've been doing this for 20-some years, or if you've been doing it for a while, you can kind of eyeball it. But for those just getting started, I really would suggest getting a food scale to really measure out what you're eating. Because there's so many times people like, oh, I just looked at it, or it looked like it's 3 ounces. And then you put on the scale, and it's double that. And now, once again, you're not counting those calories. So if the meal plan says a 3 ounce fish is 200 calories, but you eyeballed it, and it's really a 6 ounce fish, that's 400 calories 7 days a week. That adds up.
Ooh.
That adds up. I'm telling you, like, so I would suggest getting a food scale and actually measuring out your food, whether it's 1/4 cup of carbs, whether it's 3 ounces of protein, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, whatever your fruit intake
anything.
Your water intake. I don't want to hear how much water you're drinking. Oh, I think maybe, I hate that. I hate that answer so much, because if this is your goal, act like it's your goal. You know what I'm saying? You need to know what you're doing. You need to know what's going on at all times. Know your numbers, y'all. Know your numbers. Just like you know what's in your bank account, just like you know, I probably can't buy that because I ain't. It's not going to clear. You know what I'm saying? Or you should know what's in your bank account, or you're going to keep getting declined in front of everybody at the grocery store. You ain't got the money in your account. Like you want that to happen? That's what's going to happen when the summertime comes and you get declined from that outfit you had on because you don't fit in it because you got too many calories.
And that's going to be the excuse. Oh, I couldn't eat. My car got declined. That's another thing. Too.
Some of y'all car need to decline in these damn restaurants. These damn Chipotle's and all that. I hope they start declining. Bro, go ahead.
That's another thing too. Stop telling me you ain't eat all day. Like,
oh my God.
Yo, that is crazy.
Oh my God, I hate that.
I gave you a whole meal plan. What you mean you ain't eat all day?
There's six meals on that joint. Like, you ain't eat none of them.
Ate one meal.
Like, oh.
Yo, that.
No, I'm talking about I ain't eat all day. I didn't eat all day.
I got that and
I get that all the time.
One time, or I ate two times.
Or I didn't have time to eat.
For those that don't know, not eating is just as bad as overeating or eating the wrong thing.
God.
It tricks it makes your body think that it's not going to have enough nutrition to go, so your body goes in starvation mode. And when it goes in starvation mode, it starts to preserve all that fat and everything that it had to make sure that it can survive, so you can have the energy to do the things that you need to do. Mm-hmm. So the trick is to get your body to released all of that stuff, but you have to be consistently putting in food and putting in the right food in order for it to get to that point, to keep it out of that starvation mode.
Yeah, I don't want to hear, oh, I ain't had time for this. You been looking at my Instagram stories all day.
You watched everyone.
Yeah, I look at who watched
accounts.
It.
On both accounts. On both accounts.
Bruh, like, I look at my, see who look at, you been looking at my stories all day, so you got time to be on Instagram?
You been tweeting all day.
Come on now.
All day.
Like, I'm not trying to hear that. Like, people make excuses, and I'm going to tell you right now, I have a personal story about not quote unquote having time. Cause as some of y'all know, like my business has been crazy. Like a lot of my time of my day has been going to my business. I even expanded my hours to train more and help more people. And my personal health suffered because of that. Like I haven't been to the gym and got an actual workout in man, like 3 months.
I'm the same way.
But like I haven't even got a workout in like 3 months. And I see myself losing gains, like my abs not as tight as they was. And I'm using an excuse, you know what I'm saying? I'm busy, I'm my business, da, 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 da. But then I think I'm telling my clients, you can't be doing that. But I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? So what I did was I changed my whole schedule around. Now I work out at 1 o'clock in the morning. I work from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning, and then my first client comes at 4. So basically, I say that to say, no excuses. I'm making it work. You know what I'm saying? I'm either going to keep making excuses and let my health fall down to the ground, or I'm going to find a way to make it work. So basically, I set my schedule up to make it as if I have an overnight job, and I sleep during the daytime. I made it work, plain and simple. People are like, oh, that's crazy. You work at 1 o'clock. That's crazy. That's crazy. But I'm going to get it done. You know what's crazy? Gaining a bunch of weight. You know what's crazy? Getting diabetes. You know what's crazy? Having high blood pressure. That's crazy. So you know what make
else?
It work.
You know what else crazy? You look in the mirror every day. You hate what you see. You complain about it. You complain about it to your friends. You complain about it to your family. You complain about it to your trainer. And you ain't going to do shit about it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like if something's getting on my nerves so much, like I'm gone. Like if it's some bad energy around me, if I'm talking to a girl and that's bad energy, I'm gone. If it's like one of my boys bad energy, that's I'm gone. Like I ain't keeping that bad energy around me. Like even with my friends, like all them don't work out. I love my friends to death, but I gotta isolate myself to do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So do what you need to do. Stop being crazy.
Good.
Right. Well, we gonna close this out with one thing that we all want you to y'all to take away, you know, and try to apply it to your lives throughout the course of the week, through the course of the month, through the course of the year, through the course of your life. Just apply it and try to, you know, be a better person.
All right. If it's important to you, you're gonna get it done. Just like you don't feel like going to work, but you're gonna go there because you need that check. Uh-huh. You might not feel like going to your kid's football game. But you're going to make sure your kid get to the football game because he loves football and your kid need to do something. You know what I mean? Like, that's just examples. But if it's important to you, you're going to get it done. And if it's not important, that's okay. But don't act like it is. And it ain't. All right? Cool.
My advice is when you're setting a goal for yourself, especially when it's coming, you know, it comes to a fitness goal, you have to kind of be anal about it. You can't just be like, oh, okay, I'll get to it when I get to it, or oh, I'll eat this little bit here and then there, and then maybe I'll track it next week or whatever the case is. You have to be very anal about it, and you have to be very precise about what it is that you want. So, like we talked about earlier, when it comes to counting your macros, again, you can DM us, you can email us, whatever you want to do. We'll do another episode on that too for you all to to try to break it down for you all even further. But if you have, in the meantime, contact us, or if you have a trainer, contact your trainer, just to figure out how to get those macros, count those macros, so that you can be very anal about what it is you're eating and being exact and precise about it.
My thing is that, once again, that they touched on a while ago, is we're not asking you to be health freaks. Like, we're not asking you to be health nuts or anything like that. We just want you to have a healthy lifestyle so that you can enjoy the cake, so you can enjoy the Sunday brunch. If you're living a healthy lifestyle every day, then one Sunday brunch won't set you back as much as you had Sunday brunch on Sunday, you drank on Friday, you went to happy hour on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? These things set you back. So we want you to just have an overall healthy lifestyle so you can enjoy the things that are out here that your friends love to enjoy. So, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't have to be a health nut, but just live a healthy lifestyle so that you can enjoy the things of life.
They turn up the whole week. Wild Out Wednesday.
Wild Out
Week. Thirsty Thursday.
Wild Out Week.
Freaky Friday.
Hey.
Shamu Saturday.
Oh my God.
Soul Food Sunday.
Oh my God. These guys.
And that's Fit Talk.
Mighty Monday.
Mumbo Sauce Monday.
Taco Tuesday.